Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3435. Wolf Trap is the final one of this current miniseries of stories that we're looking at in the From a Certain Point of View collection of short stories celebrating the 40th anniversary of Return of the Jedi. And this story is fantastic and even kind of has a little Stephen King vibes, or at least that's what it had for me. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So Wolf Trap by Alyssa Wong is a story we're going to talk about today. This is another one of those stories that doesn't feature a character that, you know, we know and relate to in Return of the Jedi. It's one of those side characters. And actually, I thought it was one specific character. You will remember probably in Return of the Jedi, in the midst of the Battle of Endor, where there's one scout trooper that's flying along and gets clotheslined by a rope line strung across by Ewoks. And I thought that the story was going to be about that particular scout trooper, but it seems like this story actually takes place and the clotheslining that happens takes place prior to the events of the movie, or early on perhaps while our heroes were on Tatooine or something like that. Anyway, so yes, the scout trooper gets clotheslined and captured by Ewoks and awakes to find himself tied up along with other various Imperial officers and horrifically discovers that they are there to be eaten, which leans into the whole murder bear situation that has been fantastically pursued in other avenues. And I think I've talked about it in the podcast how there's a mode on Battlefront 2 that my kids have played that I haven't played because sadly I get motion sick with that stuff, but that there is a sequence where you're running around in the middle of the night in Endor and there are Ewoks all around you trying to kill you, and it's absolutely terrifying is what they tell me. But this is another one of those stories that leans into it, but leans into it hard, actually gives you the visceral sensation of what it would be like if you were one of those Imperial troopers and you had been captured and you were being held until the Ewoks were ready to eat you. In fact, the story itself kind of gave me a little bit of Stephen King vibes. This one's by Alyssa Wong and they did just such an awesome job, but the fear of it along with also the emotional connection situation. So you get a bit of this trooper's backstory about growing up on a planet that was hardscrabble, like homes buried under the ice and scraping together credits and food and it being really difficult, and how joining the Empire seemed like a reasonable way out to survive, to earn money that you could then, you know, store up for yourself and possibly make a better life for yourself. But there's even a bit of a love story with the, you know, person who's left behind, and some talk about, well, you know, let's go together and then we can learn the Empire's secrets and join the rebellion and do all these other things, and it becomes tragic in its way. And there's also a story that serves as a bit of metaphor, but is almost mythological in its way, about a wolf getting caught in a trap on this barren, snowbound world, and how the wolf eventually chews its own leg off in order to escape from the trap. And that ends up being a situation informing how our Imperial trooper narrator, or our, you know, protagonist, I guess, properly said, is able to escape this particular situation he finds himself in. I feel like I'm doing a poor job explaining this one this time around. It's just, it's really beautifully done between the present day experience of this trooper and the, you know, terrifying situation in which he finds himself. The way that the Ewoks are presented gives you the full murder bear situation, but you also get another picture of what it's like to be on Endor and how dangerous it is for any creature that doesn't know what's going on there. You also get a picture of Imperials and how easy it is for people to make the decision, regular people to make the decision that, yeah, it's just easier to go along with the Empire, but also how the Empire takes advantage of you. This particular trooper loses a speeder bike, and before he's captured, he's thinking about how his pay is just going to get docked until the cost of the speeder bike can be recouped by the Empire. These dreams of rebellion and of hope and of love, and how they don't get fulfilled in the ways that you want them to, or at all in some cases. This was just a fantastic story. And for the four that we have been talking about, I usually am picking like one that I think is a favorite of mine out of the four in a particular little run of stories that we talk about. And, you know, we had Trooper Trouble in this run, which was hysterical and terrific. And I feel like I want to give, you know, co-favorite rankings to these two particular stories, Trooper Trouble and Wolf Trap, because they are just such different stories and succeed at what they're doing in their own particular fashion. Just absolutely wonderful. So it's a great run of stories, and I cannot recommend Wolf Trap highly enough to you. This is a story by Alyssa Wong from the Return of the Jedi From a Certain Point of View short story collection. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.